9 days in, San Diego Unified's device policy faces its hardest test and a serious counterargument. San Diego Unified's technology restriction policy, approved 5-0 by the board, has been in effect for 9 days across more than 100,000 students at 175 schools. The policy blocks YouTube by default on all district-issued Chromebooks unless a teacher explicitly enables it, bans non-instructional gaming, removes computer carts from transitional kindergarten classrooms, and schedules device on and off hours. Superintendent Fabi Bagula has been the public face of the rollout. The district's summer enrollment figures offer a surface-level encouraging backdrop. Roughly 3,033 new enrollments against an annual recruitment target of 1,309 students, arriving as 1,083 inches June and 1,950 inches July. The district has itself flagged the caveat that these numbers do not account for students lost to graduation or transfers, and California's official census day falls on October 7. The headline figure lands against an 8-year backdrop in which the district has lost roughly 33,000 students. One strong summer does not reverse a structural trend. The strongest challenge to the technology policy's framing is more substantive than critics have generally been credited for in coverage to date. The policy's core assumption is that the technology itself, YouTube, gaming, is the distraction, and that removing access removes the problem. But research on device restrictions in schools is more mixed than the policy framing suggests, with some of the most rigorous studies finding modest and inconsistent effects. Some find that overly restrictive technology environments can reduce engagement for students who rely on digital media as a primary learning modality, particularly English learners and students with certain learning differences. The district has carved out exceptions for students with IEPs, 504 plans, and language learning needs, an important acknowledgement of this risk. The more vulnerable assumption concerns implementation. The policy grants teachers discretion to explicitly enable YouTube for instructional use, but this mechanism's effectiveness depends on whether teachers across 175 schools with widely varying levels of technology training and administrative support actually deploy it. Teachers in under-resourced schools who find the enabling process complicated or who internalize the district's overall message as a blanket prohibition may leave YouTube blocked even when it would be the right instructional tool. Three indicators will determine whether the policy is working as intended. The January 2027 early assessment the board scheduled, specifically whether it reports technology access equity data broken out by school site rather than district-wide averages, teacher survey data from high-need schools on whether the YouTube-enable function is being used in practice. The risk is not that students find workarounds they typically do, but that the restriction lands hardest on students in schools with the least capacity for nuanced implementation, widening a resource gap the policy is meant to be neutral about. And the October 7th enrollment census, which will reveal whether the summer surge reflects genuine net gains or is partially offset by attrition. San Diego County's 31 Catholic diocesan preschools, 39 elementary schools, and 6 high schools, serving roughly 15,600 students and staggering opening dates between August 11th and August 26th, will provide a comparative enrollment data point as the fall picture becomes clearer. On the community front, Harbor Fest returns to Chula Vista's Bayside Park on Saturday, August 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with free admission after a 7-year hiatus, live music, food vendors, lucha libre, a car show, and water activities. The Tijuana Municipal Little League opens play at the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania on August 20th against Australia. And more than $1 million in unclaimed county funds, available to approximately 2,200 potential recipients, with a largest single claim of $27,000, remains searchable through the County Treasurer Tax Collector's Office under Larry Cohen through October 11th.